Check this out. The former owner of the Philadelphia Eagles football team has lost part of his case against an Atlantic City casino. Yeah, Mr. Toes was suing them, saying that they let him gamble when he was drunk. And that's why he lost a couple million bucks. His suit says that they should have seen that he was drunk and not given him any more booze or let him gamble. You know, he's a high roller. But apparently, the jury didn't agree with his argument. Although, on the bright side, as far as Mr. Toes is concerned, a judge did rule last week that casinos that allow patrons to gamble when they're obviously sloshed, they're liable for the losses. So, but I guess the active word there is you got to be obviously sloshed. Got to be kind of like that. But if you're just on top of your game and then you lose $1 million and say, well, I lost it because I was drunk. I want my money back. Because I don't like alcohol as a defense for anything. You know me. I've seen it too much. I say, you know, take responsibility. That's been since they invented the first glass of booze, somebody said, oh, I didn't mean I was drunk. I think sometimes it's an envelope that you can get in and it allows you to have behavior that is otherwise unacceptable. You can't say, I did it because I wanted to do it. You say, I did it because I was drunk, so don't hate me for it. Not only gambling, but things you say. Christmas parties you've embarrassed. I say, if you're going to gamble and put your hard-earned money on the line, be sober for that. But, you know, I guess it just goes together. The big cigars, the smoke-filled room, the booze, and the classy dames. Man, I guess that's probably why I lost my job as a pit boss in Atlantic City. I was working a crap table. And now I'm saying, all right, come on, lay them down. Boxcars, uh-oh, big old heartbreaker. Lay your money in, shovel it in. It shovels out just as easy if Lady Luck's on your side. And this woman came and said, excuse me, sir. I said, what is it? She said, I'd like to gamble a one-shot $20,000 deal here. Is that all right? I know it's way over the limit. I said, geez, I'll have to get the manager. I said, I'll be back, everyone, one minute. So I ran, got the manager, said, hey, is he that good-looking dame over there? He said, the one that's practically fallen out of her gown? I said, that one, yeah. She wants to bet one roll of the dice, $20,000. What do you think? He said, now what the hell, let's do it. She loses it, we get 20 grand. She wins, it's good for the club, good publicity. It's fine, sweet. He said, this I got to see, 20,000. Should we go back there? I said, this the manager? She said, great. I said, it's approved. She said, great. She takes out $20,000, lays it down there. We go get $20,000, lay it next to her. One roll of the dice. She shakes the dice. She says, I know this is a little unusual, too, but I feel lucky when I'm naked. Do you mind if I roll the dice naked? And I said, the manager's like, no, I guess. I'm like, no. She drops out of that dress, and I don't know if she had augmentation surgery or what, but she said, crap. Man, I'm watching her, and I'm like, I mean, she had a riveting beauty. She blew on her hand and rolled those dice. She said, whoa, my lucky day. And she picked up that $40,000 and walked out the door. I said, she was beautiful, wasn't she? And the manager said, man, she was incredible. What did she roll? I said, geez, I thought you were looking at the dice.
Stand by for more of the all-new Greaseman Show.
Back in a second. My number, 1-800-544-9294. Stand by for more of the Greaseman Show.